Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky joins us this snow-ridden Tuesday. Mike, thanks for stopping by.
I see you made it in safely. That's good.
Barely.
No.
Yeah, it's tough sledding out there today. Mike, let's get right after it. Hillsdale, do you feel blindsided by that Hillsdale group that you got together with? They let's face it, they were downright nasty, weren't they?
Listen, in today's world, I have to be more aware that, you know, with the technology available, all conversations could be recorded and videoed, and, you know, I'm the one that agreed to having that meeting with them, and so I'm not casting blame on them. I own it.
But you felt blindsided, didn't you?
Well, I never expected a conversation to be posted on YouTube, if that's what you're asking.
Okay, I guess the big issue to get out of the way is the raid on the Capitol. It certainly looked real to I think many people. Certainly the officer that was murdered with a fire extinguisher and all those officers that were injured and end up in the hospital. Did you call it a hoax, or did you mean something else? Can you explain that, Mike?
None of us will ever forget that horror we observed on January 6th. And like 9/11, it was unbelievable, unforgivable, and frankly unforgettable. For Sue and I, we were sitting on the sofa. We were, and literally had tears running down our cheeks watching it unfold in complete disgust and disbelief. The attack was very real. President Trump could and should have acted sooner and more forcibly, even, to call off the attack. But he did not cause the attack. That's the narrative I was referring to when I said hoax. It's going to take time to get to the bottom of what actually happened and why that day, and we need a clear-headed, objective review of the facts. And I'm actually encouraged that Congress is exploring a 911-type commission to do just that.
Also, in the video, I know Consumers Energy is not your number one enemy. What was that all about, Mike?
Greg, there is no justifying the comment I made on that topic, but my record speaks for itself. Though we on occasion have policy differences to reconcile, we have always, 100% of the time, have been able to resolve the differences and land in a spot that's good for citizens, for businesses, and consumers. I do not deny, Craig, the choice of my words in a very heated and assumed private conversation could be offensive to the thousands of CMS employees who work hard and often put their own personal safety at risk to ensure delivery of reliable energy that we all, frankly, too often take for granted. But consumers, as well as DTE for that matter, are critical components of our economy and our culture and key leaders, not just in energy, but also within our communities. And they are not enemies.
Yeah, they're a good partner to Lansing, aren't they?
They're a good partner to everybody. It was unforgivable slip of the tongue, and that's all I got to say about that.
Your choice of verbiage, Mike. You talked about the governor. Do you feel you need to be, I guess, a little more careful when you talk about her? Now, when you said spanking the governor, I knew exactly what you meant, and I knew it was pretty much tongue in cheek. But your detractors are not going to look at it that way.
I've had firsthand experience over this past week with a regular spanking by the media, Greg. this ostensibly offensive word is a routinely used term in our lexicon. For example, Jared Bell in USA Today, of all places, recently wrote about the Super Bowl, saying Tom Brady and company delivered a 31-9 spanking to the Kansas City Chiefs. I really have nothing else to say about this other than you always find what you're looking for.
But do you feel you need to be more careful?
Evidently, I do. Okay. And that's just something that I deal with on a regular basis. You know, and Mike, and I can.
How about the election in Michigan? I know you've said it several times on this show that it was legitimate. You said there may need to be some changes here or there, but nothing was certainly stolen. And I think there's been some different portrayals of how you have assessed that.
Well, I haven't wavered one bit on it. We did a deep dive analysis of the data, and the election was resulted in exactly what how people voted. And Trump didn't lose Michigan in Wayne County, which is what people want to believe. He lost it outstate, Kent County, Oakland County, other places. And so now we do have some things that we need to address. Because it was a little too loose, too many dead people voted, and there was too much confusion at absentee counting boards, which is going to be the new reality. And so we need a higher level of training for those who are poll workers, poll watchers, poll challengers, to keep the tension down in those locations, especially on the long, long days where you're counting ballots, like we'll be having to do now with this new reality of early and mail-in voting. But there's no question Trump lost Michigan and by 150 some thousand votes. And I also push back on this notion that the voting machines were the problem. We've done a lot of our analysis on that, and even some of the listeners on your show this morning are going to cringe at me saying that. But the facts are, the machines weren't the issue. People were choosing to vote. I'll give you an example. In Kent County and Oakland County, if Trump had received the same number of votes in those two counties as the winning sheriff had received, he would have won Michigan. And in Kent County, even more specific, Trump lost the top of the ticket, and Republicans across the board won every other seat. People chose to split their ticket, and there's no denying that.
Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky with us. Mike, some harsh response from some of your Democratic colleagues, even some Republicans. I don't think we're excited to have to address these issues. Can you win back their trust? How do you hope to do that?
Well, certain kinds of people are always going to slice and dice everything I say and do, Greg, and that's the reality of stepping in this arena. I can be and should be more careful. I'm a pretty outspoken guy, and sometimes my unrestrained tongue gets me in trouble. But Senate Republican focus remains fixed, leading our state out of a cloud of fear and control that has unnecessarily destroyed lives and livelihoods. We're going to be advancing policies that lead to healthier families, communities, our economy, and future, defining and curing the enormous education gaps our children now face as a result of this governor's executive orders, helping moms and dads find the freedom to bring back normalcy to their homes and their families, addressing where government regulations and overly aggressive regulatory enforcement needs restraining, and very importantly, rolling up our sleeves on healthcare access and reform with special emphasis on the alarming growth in mental health anguish, whose genesis can be traced back to this governor leading through fear and control. What we need now more than ever is a message focused on informing, inspiring, encouraging, and trusting in people. No more fear, no more control. People are seriously fatigued. We need less of a heavy hand of government, Greg, and more of a light touch based on trust. So yes, I am confident that we'll get the steering wheel back in control and head her down the road between the lines.
Yeah. Mike, can you sit down with the governor and I guess talk or get things hashed out where these parties can get together and get something done?
Well, the good news is that since appointing a new director of the Department of Health and Human Services, there has been much more dialogue and conversation between the executive and the legislature than has occurred in the last 2 years. And I'm choosing to be optimistic that this is a trend that will continue.
Yeah, well, the big issue, I guess, I don't know what you're working on this week, but certainly the budget and to get that I guess, cleaned up and rolling, Mike?
Yeah, there's a lot of things we're working on this week. We began our session back in 2019 with an emphasis on oversight, not just the oversight committee itself, but a culture of oversight, with every committee chair actively doing oversight within their area of focus. This is important. Frankly, spending more time on oversight of past actions and laws, determining if they're actually performing as expected, is a far better use of legislative time, Greg, than and a far better value to citizens than simply passing more laws. So specific to this week, our economic development chair, Senator Ken Horn, is doing a deep dive into the unemployment insurance agency performance. Michigan has been an unfortunate leader in lost jobs during this COVID experience, and far too many people have had horrible experiences with getting the assistance they are eligible for. Some are still waiting. All while, the unemployment offices have been essentially closed for almost a full year. And as the Auditor General's report indicated, you remember this, Greg, this agency has allowed fraud to perpetuate to the point where people are now receiving tax notices for benefits they have never received or even applied for. And the cost to businesses for all this fraud, which is always passed on to customers and consumers, is in the hundreds of millions of dollars. And then to your point about the budget, we are now comparing Senate budget priorities to those released last week by the governor. Some we will quickly agree with, particularly as they relate to getting people back to some semblance of normalcy. Others, and this is important, like getting kids back to school, must also include rigorous consideration and expectation to not just get back, but a purposeful endeavor to eliminate the education gap caused by the unnecessarily long lockdown of schools. And that will require more work and conversation between the legislature and the governor's office. So that's a pretty heavy lift just this week of the kinds of things we're doing, and we're just going to stay focused on all those things.
Mike, is this you've been around politics a while now? Has this been a learning experience or a painful learning experience?
Yes. Yes.
I hear you. Hey, appreciate the flyby.
Thanks, Greg. Now it's time for me to put my boots on and get out there and see if I can get this driveway cleaned out.
Yeah, good luck. Safe travels. Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey.